Welcome to Subaru of America's National Customer Advocacy Department.
Para continuar con esta llamada en español, entrar o decir uno.
We are happy to assist you today. Your call may be monitored or recorded for quality purposes. Please make your selection from the following menu items. If you know your party's extension, please enter or say 2. To speak with Subaru's roadside assistance, enter or say 3. To find the closest authorized Subaru retailer, enter or say 4. For questions about a recall on your vehicle, enter or say 1. To payment, your call may be monitored or recorded for quality purposes. At this time, our advocates are assisting other callers. Please stay on the line. Calls are answered in the order they are received. Thank you for continuing to hold.
Thank you for calling Subaru of America. At Subaru, we believe in building lifelong relationships with our customers and being a positive force in the communities where we live and work. We call this the Subaru Love Promise. It's a commitment from Subaru and from our Subaru retailers across the country to do our best to make the world we share a better place. The Subaru Love Promise inspires us to be more than a car company. That's why we're working to protect and preserve the environment, to reduce hunger, to help people who face serious illness, to support education, and to take care of pets in need. When car buyers come back to the same brand time and time again, it means something. So we're proud to tell you that Subaru has the highest automotive brand loyalty among mainstream brands for 2019, according to J.D. Power. It means a lot to us and to drivers looking for a vehicle they can trust. For full details, visit Subaru.com/awards. Giving back. That's why we created the Subaru Share the Love event. In the last 11 years, Subaru and our retailers have donated more than $145 million to help worthwhile national and hometown charities. Subaru's donation has helped provide 2.2 million meals for hungry seniors through Meals on Wheels, 2,200 wishes for sick children through the Make-A-Wish Foundation, support for more than 100 national parks, the National Park Foundation, and care for 57,000 animals through the ASPCA. Vehicles. We're dedicated to building a positive, long-term relationship with our customers. It's having real results for drivers who want an automotive brand they can depend on. According to the American Customer Satisfaction Index, Subaru is rated number one in owner satisfaction. For full details, visit Subaru.com/awards. About pets. That's why we created the Subaru Loves Pets Initiative. Since 2015, Subaru and our retailers have worked with the ASPCA to help over 144,000 animals in need across the country, including pet adoptions, medical needs, providing needed pet supplies, and more. In total, Subaru has donated over $22 million to the ASPCA to help pets in need.
Thank you for continuing to hold.
Thank you for calling Subaru of America. At Subaru, we believe in building lifelong relationships with our customers and being a positive force in the communities where we live and work. We call this the Subaru Love Promise. It's a commitment from Subaru and from our Subaru retailers across the country. to do our best to make the world we share a better place. The Subaru Love Promise inspires us to be more than a car company. That's why we're working to protect and preserve the environment, to reduce hunger, to help people who face serious illness, to support education, and to take care of pets in need. When car buyers come back to the same brand time and time again, it means something. So we're proud to tell you that Subaru has the highest automotive brand loyalty among mainstream brands for 2019, according to J.D. Power. It means a lot to us and to drivers looking for a vehicle they can trust. For full details, visit Subaru.com/awards. Giving back. That's why we created the Subaru Share the Love event. In the last 11 years, Subaru and our retailers have donated more than $145 million to help worthwhile national and hometown charities. Subaru's donation has helped provide 2.2 million meals for hungry seniors through Meals on Wheels, 2,200 wishes for sick children through the Make-A-Wish Foundation, support for more than 100 national parks, the National Park Foundation, and care for 57,000 animals through the ASPCA.
Is that a hard question to answer? Again, I'm not trying to give shade. If a president, as president, declassified a bunch of stuff, well, that's under the law of good defense. We could debate whether they should have, but legally you'd say, done, declassified. If that's your defense, then you can't tell us, well, in this case, special master, but you requested, you can't tell them what you declassified. That defense is kind of operating on the side. Then we have this structure of the review of these materials is already
at Subaru, we build more than vehicles. We're dedicated to building a positive, long-term relationship with our customers. It's having real results for drivers who want an automotive brand they can depend on. According to the American Customer Satisfaction Index, Subaru is rated number one in owner satisfaction. For full details, visit Subaru.com/awards.
That was nuts. Flynn screamed at me that I was a quitter, and I couldn't get those standing up and turning around and screaming at me. Let's get into it now with former federal prosecutor John Flannery. Welcome to the meet, sir.
Good to be with you.
Absolutely. I mentioned the procedure because your audit is the type of law that is the most boring. I believe it's an important substantive distinction from, did you steal documents? Did you get out of the
room? Yeah, probably should have been there.
At Subaru, we know our owners care about pets. That's why we created the Subaru Loves Pets Initiative. Since 2015, Subaru and our retailers have worked with the ASPCA to help over 144,000 animals in need across the country, including pet adoptions, medical needs, providing needed pet supplies, and more. In total, Subaru has donated over $22 million to the ASPCA to help pets in need.
And the other is that you want to return a property, presumably that you have some right to, like a passport, perhaps, that was mistakenly taken. I don't think they solved either one of those, but Judge Cannon has opened up this whole thing. And the only thing that a special master would normally look at would probably be returning client privilege materials, whether or not they were privileged. And that's difficult in some ways, because if there's a crime ongoing,
thank you for continuing to hold.
Thank you for calling Subaru of America. At Subaru, we believe in building lifelong relationships with our customers and being a positive force in the communities where we live and work. We call this the Subaru Love Promise. It's a commitment from Subaru and from our Subaru retailers across the country to do our best to make the world we share a better place. The Subaru Love Promise inspires us to be more than a car company. That's why we're working to protect and preserve the environment, to reduce hunger, to help people who face serious illness, to support education, and to take care of pets in need.
For reasons we've reported on the show, the president's role there is different because there was access to intel. Very different from Senator Coup. You can't say, well, a while ago I had access to it. No, you can never stage a coup. What he did on the 19th would be legal, maybe illegal on the 24th. Or so you can imagine a prosecutor making a credential record back to the end. Or if they feel they were swept along the way,
when car buyers come back to the same brand time and time again, it means something. So we're proud to tell you that Subaru has the highest automotive brand loyalty among mainstream brands for 2019, according to J.D. Power. It means a lot to us and to drivers looking for a vehicle they can trust. For full details, visit Subaru.com/awards.
I mean, the judge basically said, you can't have your cake and eat it too, as you said in the introduction. He said, there's a burden. You have to come forward. Was this an unlawful search? Is this your property? And if you can't prove it, then I'm going to rest on the fact that I have prima facie evidence that this is information, data, documents. is high secret, top secret, that is not yours. It belongs to the executive. You are not the executive, Gail, but the laws they let you buy is the executive. And so this is simpler than it's been written and talked about, because people may be arguing that those don't get the truth of it. What is really going on here? What's really going on here is an old-time defense that Judge Judy knows a lot about, which is justice delayed is justice. If you're the defendant and you hope that anything will happen, including the fact that somebody will get out of this, even if not going to give you a problem. And that's what's going on here. And this possible judge's calendar,
at Subaru, we're focused on giving back. That's why we created the Subaru Share the Love event. In the last 11 years, Subaru and our retailers have donated more than $145 million to help worthwhile national and hometown charities. Subaru's donation has helped provide 2.2 million meals for hungry seniors through Meals on Wheels, 2,200 wishes for sick children through the Make-A-Wish Foundation, support for more than 100 national parks, the National Park Foundation, and care for 57,000 animals through the ASPCA.
Nice to see you, sir. We have our shortest break, just 60 seconds. We're coming back with something very special for you. I mentioned it earlier in the week. We're going to get into this last final January 6th hearing, a special announcement about the January 6th final report, which does involve me. I'm going to share it with you tonight. We're back in 1 minute. Commission hearings can be quite dry most of the week. The news, but the January 6th committee is here. And then New Testament examination has proven that the committee is holding its meeting here next week with new witnesses, new evidence, and more material missing from the surface that's emerged. We expect to be a part of this. The committee has really established itself as one of the most effective in modern congressional history. And there's actually a link here to America's pastime, baseball, and a probe of the steroids.
At Subaru, we build more than vehicles. We're dedicated to building a positive, long-term relationship with our customers. It's having real results for drivers who want an automotive brand they can depend on. According to the American Customer Satisfaction Index, Subaru is rated number one in owner satisfaction. For full details, visit Subaru.com/awards.
Grew out of a house probe on cheating through steroids and performance-enhancing drugs.
Thank you for calling Subaru of America. This is Sherry, who I have the pleasure of speaking with today.
David Lynch.
Hello, Mr. Lynch. How are you today?
I'm okay.
Good, good. Are you calling with regards to an existing case, Mr. Lynch, by chance, or will this be the first time calling to address your concern?
Well, it's kind of addressing an existing case that I just told them to close because they were not listening to me. So I've got a situation that if you want to look me up so you can kind of get an idea of where I am.
Sure. Could you please provide me with, do you have the case number for reference by chance?
It might be closed, but it's 220-915-248-678.
Thank you. I'll take a look to see what the status of the case is. And could you please provide me with the year and the model of the vehicle you're calling in reference to, Mr. Lynch?
It's a 2022 Outback.
Thank you. Okay, let me take a look. If the case is closed, I'm just going to go ahead and establish a new case for you.
Thank you.
Okay, Mr. Lynch, so I do see the case is still active, and your case, the owner of the case who's assisting you is Portia, I believe is her name.
Well, that's the problem, and that's why I told him to close it, is because I did not want to go back in through that individual. That it's a situation that when the case was opened back on 9/15, Linda was very nice, and she said that, you know, get a list of all the things that we want to make sure your car is right. So I got my list of things here, and somebody will call me in 24 to 48 hours. Well, that didn't happen. I let the weekend go through. Nobody called Monday, so I called in today. And when I got with the first level tech like you, they sent a text to the person assigned the case, Portia. And she, within a minute or so, responded. And within a couple minutes, she was on the phone with me. And she apologized for not getting with me because she was busy. Well, my first inclination was, if she was really that busy, why did she respond so quick to the text? That's just my personal feeling. But it got to the point where she started asking me questions like, well, how many times have you had it in for service? So she was not familiar with the case. And Linda assured me that she was going to get my case to a specialist that knew the infotainment system. Because I've been getting mixed messages from the very beginning with the service technician actually at Gwinnett, Subaru Gwinnett, downloading the wrong one and trying installing the wrong patch on my car. So I waited there at the dealer for 4 hours till they got my car where it was drivable. Long story short, I was calling in to say that I wanted to complain about Porsche. Well, the previous person that I called in, they said they were going to escalate it to Porsche's manager, actually said they sent a text to Porsche. I said, well, then close the case, because it does not need to go back through Porsche. She's slacking. And I said that specific word, she's slacking. And nobody getting back with me is frustrating enough, because the last time I had this escalated, I had to call back in then too. So y'all have actually got some kind of problem going on there, but that's whole nother thing. What I have is a list of things that I was going to read off to the escalator, other than the USB port not found. You've got an issue that when you stop at a stop sign and your car kicks into the auto save gas, turning it off, it does it too quick. You like stop for a second and it's off. The car's off. So you release the brake, it has to start it right back up. Y'all need to fix that, because you got eyesight and you can see there's a stop sign there. Basically, there's little nitpicky things like when you have Apple CarPlay, you disable the USB completely so it doesn't work at all. Apple CarPlay will take over the phone and everything. In the Toyota, you can choose if you have multiple devices attached to it. You can say which one you want to have calls, which one you have text, which one you want to have music. You don't offer that. And another little thing, it's with the infotainment system that it randomly, when you turn the car off, most times it'll stay on playing, but I don't know why, but randomly at times it'll turn off with the car. So there's some kind of software going on with the infotainment system that's not right. But I didn't get to escalate any of these things to the person that I was hoping that I would be talking with. Because I ended up with Portia, and she sounded like she did not have done any homework on my case. She didn't know anything about it, and it had been 6 days, almost 6 days.
Okay. Okay. So there's multiple concerns here that I see, and as you're going through the list, I can see where this is frustrating that it's not functioning the way that you would anticipate it. My question is, and I think I understood you to say that you took the vehicle into the retailer to have the vehicle inspected to see if there was maybe a software update that needed to be done here within the vehicle. Was that done?
So the most recent was in a couple weeks ago. I was having a wireless charger installed, and by nature, I will ask them, so is there a new software update? And the technician, the service writer, not the technician guy, but the guy that writes your service ticket, he came out and he pressed some buttons and he looked and he goes, yeah, there's a new one. It came out in August. And then I said, I'll set an appointment. I'll come back and have both the patch done and the wireless installed. I came back for that. They did the wireless and it came out saying that the patch was up to date and that the only update was through the Starlink service. So they said they would not patch it and that I would have to pay the $99 to get the Starlink service to get the patch. And I said, guys, I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to pay $99 to see if it fixes it when the last four patches have not fixed it. So I called in Subaru America, and the lady was nice enough to give me a Starlink. I went out and I checked the update for software. It says your software is up to date. So I called back to Subaru, and this is when I talked with Linda, and this is when she opened the ticket, and she assured me she would get me to an infotainment specialist that would know the software versions, that would know what my car is supposed to be on. So I got the Porsche. She didn't know what was going on. So out of frustration, I hung up. It just became that frustrating. I called back and I talked with another first level individual. So I waited through the system again, hoping to get a new ticket open because I don't want it going back through Porsche. And that person says, well, we don't know what software version you have in your car. And I could have told them. I have a picture of it. I know the buttons now to get into the service mode and to read it. So I started getting excuses, and frustrated with that, I said, just close the ticket. If you're going to be telling me that you don't know what software versions I'm at, that needs to be done at the dealer, this is becoming an endless loop. Dealer's not doing it. Subaru America saying, go to the dealer. The problem's with the dealer. They've been incompetent from the beginning. When I first went in there, it was for a transmission issue. And I mentioned that I had the USB disconnecting, that I had my phone disconnecting, and I had random times the infotainment system would go black. So the phone disconnecting has gotten better. I have not had the screen go black since the last patch. So the last patch seems to have fixed that. But I still have problems with the USB, and it's intermittent, annoying, and it's hard to track down what's causing it. So it's it's become very frustrating that the dealer seems incompetent to tell me what software version I'm supposed to be on. Then they tell me I have to go get it through Starlink. I go to Starlink and it says it's not there. I call the dealer back up and they say, well, we'll look into it. And they haven't gotten back with me.
Okay. All right. A lot going on here with this for you. I'm sorry to hear about the frustration. I can tell you, I don't have the experience to give you direction on this infotainment. Definitely has, a technician with a retailer who would have that level of expertise to troubleshoot what was going on here.
And the information,
that the retailer is incompetent to do so.
And the latest that they say is that I have to get the August update through Starlink, but Starlink's saying there's no update. So they're saying there is an update, but I can't get it. So I was trying to find out, is there a patch that's in Starlink that hopefully will give me the full screen Android Auto as well? Because the 2023 Outbacks have it in Android Auto. So I'm hoping that there is a patch that's in your system that's coming out, but for them to tell me that they can't patch it and I have to go through Starlink and there's nothing they can do. And then when I go through Starlink and it says I'm up to date, I ask them, which is it? Am I up to date or is there a patch? And they said, we'll look into it, and I don't hear back from them.
Okay.
And that's Subaru of Gwinnett. That Subaru.
You're not getting response from Starlink. You're not getting response from the retailer. And at the end of the day, I want to make sure I'm understanding correctly, Mr. Lynch. At the end of the day, is the problem with the update not knowing if there's an update that needs to be done via Starlink. Given the information you've been provided by the retailer, are you trying to confirm if, in fact, there is an update that's needed, if that needs to be done through Starlink?
Yes, I'm hoping that there is one, because I hope it will fix the USB problem.
Okay.
But when I check...
And so at the end of the day, you're trying to get the USB from stopping that from disconnecting.
Correct. It will just go to device not found. And randomly, not as often as it used to happen, my phone, which is connected through Bluetooth, will disconnect, and I have to stop the car and restart it, or it'll say that there's no available phones, there's no available device. So that,
are you in a remote area, or
I'm in the Atlanta, Georgia area.
Oh, okay. So when the phone will disconnect from Bluetooth, saying device not found.
The USB will say device not found. The phone gives a different message, like no available devices. Bluetooth.
No available devices. Is that what you said?
Yeah.
Okay. No available devices, and that's coming from the phone. And USB is saying device not found.
Device not connected. Pardon me. Device not connected.
Not connected. Okay. And at any point, are you able to connect?
If I unplug the USB and plug it back in, sometimes that'll work. But other times I have to stop the car and restart the car, like I have to do with the phone.
All right.
But the big one that scared me when it first happened is when the infotainment system, the screen went blank while I was driving. That freaked me out. I thought the car quit. I thought, whoa, well, it's still got power. So that one seems to be fixed.
Okay. That's been resolved. Okay. That's good to know. Yeah, that would be a little bit alarming.
Yeah.
When you're driving, you're not sure if the vehicle's running. That would be alarming. So I think I've got a good understanding here. We have an issue with the lack of communication with the retailer, and you're not feeling like you can, fully trust that they're going to come through for you with resolving the issue with the USB disconnecting. There is a level of incompetence you feel that is there. So we want to get that addressed. We want you to feel confident enough to go to the retailer and know that they're going to be able to, address and resolve the issues at hand, or at least do their very best to attempt to do so. As far as an infotainment specialist is concerned, I do want you to know that I am a level two, tier two. So my position in taking your call is to work towards a solution in resolving this matter for you. I just want you to be aware of that. That I am empowered to do that, to make the necessary calls to the retailer, to find out how we can in fact move forward to find a resolve to your concern. And I would be happy to provide that to you, that assistance. So what I'd like to do moving forward, Mr. Lynch, if you would allow me to, is I'd like to go ahead and create a case here for you. I do show that the case is active under Porsche. Let me see here. Okay, bear with me while I just read a couple of notes here from this evening.
All right. Maybe they're going to wait for the manager to call me.
Okay. Okay. What I can do, because it looks like, you know, this is, I'm in the Pacific Standard, but they're out of the East Coast, so they're closed at 7. What I can do for you, Mr. Lynch, is I would be happy to take on the case for you and advocate on your behalf, but I'm going to need to at least talk with Portia with regards to the case. You know, maybe even see if she has escalated this to the manager, who is now looking into the case.
Well, it wasn't Portia that escalated. It was the last person that was the front line when I called in, that they were the ones that said that they would get to Portia's manager. And then when they said, well, I've also sent a text to Portia, I says, well, that is just not going to do. Because I feel she's slacking, that she had plenty of time and that she was not even familiar with the case when I started talking with her. And my frustrations just peaked at that point and I was hung up. Because I'm sure. Right now at wit's end that if, and be honest with you, if the auto industry was more stable, I'd probably be in a Kia Sportage right now. That I am that frustrated with Subaru. Here's what originally got me into the Subaru dealer. That I have a driveway that's at a slight tilt going down. And when I backed out of the garage and started to go down, normally I'll put the brake on, shift it into drive, and I'll start driving forward. Well, when I put it into drive, the car started to slide back when I released the brake, and I gave it gas thinking that, you know, it just, I wasn't giving it enough gas because it's a new car. Well, when I realized the engine's revving, the transmission engaged and the car, bang, and shuddered. So I took it in and I reported that this is not normal, that the transmission was slipping. And they said, well, does it do it now? I said, no, it only does it when I first start it in the morning. So they said, well, the solution is let the car warm up. I said, okay. So the transmission has slipped more and gotten worse. I just drove down to Florida to see the Artemis launch that didn't go. And my friend was going, is your transmission slipping? I said, yeah, that's not you. It's the car. So I have to wait for that to fail before they will do anything for that. That's a whole nother issue. But at that point, I also mentioned that my USB keeps disconnecting and that my phone keeps disconnecting. And they say, oh, there's a patch. Well, the patch that they applied was from a year prior. So my car shipped with an old version of software that didn't have the latest patch. And then they went through the patch where they downloaded the wrong one. That's when the incompetence began. But it's still where they said, oh, there's a patch. It's the August patch. Oh, you got to get through Starlink. The incompetence is still continuing.
Okay. All right. Well, we're going to get down to the bottom of it some way or another, get the information, get accurate details as to what needs to be done, and then we'll move forward. So before I can take on the case, because I do not see the case is closed, I'm going to have to speak to Portia or Portia's manager to see if they're actively moving forward with the case, okay? And then at that point, if they so choose to have it reassigned to me, I'd be happy to take on, you know, following through for you on looking into this matter further.
That's all right, because I feel I'm going to hit a brick wall with them. You can talk with them all you want. Just, I guess, at some point, is there an email where I can send these other things? Because the stopping of the car at the stop signs, that's a nicety. Sure. That's something that's it's nice to have, but it's annoying when you just stop for a second and your car turns off. And that is another issue. The USB is the main one, but the incompetence now seems to be the big one. And if you want to talk to Porsche and all them, that's fine. But I think that's going to end up to where they're going to go. That I'm destined to get a Kia Sportage. That it's that frustrating.
I'm sorry to hear that, Mr. Lynch. I really am. That's not the experience that we want to have for you. You know, with Subaru of America or the retailers. So I really will do my due diligence to look into this for you to see how I can put the necessary support in place for you so that you can feel confident that, you know, you are being heard and that there are, you know, there are people that are competent to step in to see how they can further assist in resolving the concerns that you are bringing to our attention. So I will work towards that goal for you. I'm going to send you an email. This email is going to have my name and it's going to have my extension number on here. So you can go ahead and reply to this email. It still will be attached to the profile of your existing case, but because you're asking for an email to respond here with your concerns, I'm going to go ahead and get this sent to you, and I'm just going to put a simple note. Please reply to this email with your concerns.
All right.
And I'll put with list of concerns to be addressed, okay?
All right.
And that way we have that for reference. And then I'll follow up with Portia tomorrow to see where we're situated with the case. And we'll go from there.
All right.
But please, I just want to encourage you. I know this has been frustrating. I feel like, you know, there's a lot of people that you've spoken to that really have not been able to fully, engage with the concerns and know which direction to go in to get these matters resolved. So I do want to let you know that I am going to advocate on your behalf for that reason and in the hope that, you know, we are going to have a successful resolve to this and regain that faith back in Subaru that you once had. So I thank you for the opportunity of service today to you, and I will address this further tomorrow.
All right. I do appreciate it.
I appreciate your time. Thank you so much. I'm going to be sending this email to you here in just a moment, okay?
All righty.
All right. Ms. Jones, is there anything further that you'd like to address before we end the call?
That's pretty much so it.
Okay. All right. Well, I appreciate you bringing this to my attention, and I look forward to speaking with you soon.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Have a good evening, Mr. Lynch.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.